On the face of it, Parshas Maaseh might seem like a random list of names, the places the Jewish people traveled to on their journey from Mitzrayim to their ultimate stop in Eretz Yisrael. Is it just a random list of names, or might there be some spiritual lesson that we might learn from the account of the Jewish people's travels? So Rashi, following the Medrash Rabbah, gives us the symbolic interpretation of the meanings of many of the steps upon the journey the Jewish people took. For example, on Vayachanu Berisma, Rashi cites a Medrash telling us that Risma symbolizes Risamim, which are burning coals, which themselves are a symbol for Lashon Hara. In the Kutei Sichas Chelek Beis, in a Sicha that was said for Parshas Matos Maaseh in the year 1955, the Rebbe gives a holistic explanation of the spiritual significance and the psychological significance of the story of the journeys of the Jewish people leaving Mitzrayim, as well as the significance of these journeys in the context of tefillah, in the context of davening. In this year, we'll go through a text-based discussion of the original Yiddish Sicha. The Sicha is in Lakutei Sichas Chelek Beis, page 348. Eshteit, Eilu Maasei B'nei Yisrael, Asher Yotzu Me'eretz Mitzrayim. The Pasuk at the beginning of Parshas Maaseh tells us, these are the journeys of the Jewish people who left the land of Egypt. Maaseh, the journeys, Lashon Rabbim, plural, this taste, meaning to say, there were several journeys, numerous journeys, through which the Jewish people came out of Egypt. There is a famous question this Rebbe says. The Yidden Zayin Doch Areis Mitzrayim Merit Dvim Mit Ein Masa. The Jewish people left Egypt only with one journey. Their Masa from Ramses came Sukkos, which is the journey from the city of Ramses to the city of Sukkos. The Ibrik and Masa is Zayin Doch Given Shoynochtem Vidyan Zayin Areis Mitzrayim. The other journeys took place after the Jews were already out of Egypt. Hain Tervos Shteit Masa Lashon Rabbim. Therefore, why does it say Maaseh, the journeys, in a plural sense? It seems there is only one journey of the Jewish people out of Egypt. Why does it say these are the journeys of the Jewish people out of Egypt? Euch darfen verstehen dem Indien von die Membes Masois, welche seinen Gewinn sind, die Jiden seinen Reise Mitzrayim, bis sie seinen Gekommlichen Erzsal Eretz Tevrechob. We also need to understand, more generally, what's the concept of the 42 journeys which the Jewish people traveled on out of Egypt until they entered Eretz Yisrael, which the Torah describes as a land which is good and expansive. V'rum, bal medin ershet masa, v'zizayin nar areis Mitzrayim l'shem mitzar megvulim, is das doch shayim merchav. The moment the Jewish people came out of Mitzrayim, and Mitzrayim is associated with the word Meitzar, boundary, constriction. Once the Jews left a state of constriction, they're already in a state of expanse. Why then does the Torah tell us that the Jewish people only entered a state of expansiveness when they entered Eretz Yisrael? The moment you're out of a space of constriction, out of a space of restriction, you're in a space of expansiveness. Hind, was getzu their inyan from the membes masois in their zach von merchav. So if that's the case, what do the 42 journeys add to this idea of expansiveness? Nor their inyan them is, the answer is, as Mitzrayim merchav, zayin fran kam v'kam madrigas. There are many different levels in the concept of restriction and expansion. Dosos legabe nidukim madrigas heist merchav. That which with respect to a lower rank is called expansiveness, is legabe hecher madrigas heistes noch Mitzrayim. With respect to a higher level, what's called expansiveness is still a restricted state. Meaning, expansiveness and restrictedness are relative. It's sort of like intelligence, health, wealth, tranquility. All these things are relative terms. Relative to one state of being, relative to one context, somebody could be very rich. And in another context, that person could be viewed as very poor. Imagine you're in a third world country and you meet the mayor of the third world country. So in that context, the mayor of the third world country is very powerful. He might even be considered rich. But if you were to take that fellow and plop him into suburban America, then with all the money in his bank, he would still be poor relative to the buying power of the average person in suburban America. Or imagine you have a very smart fifth grader. and this fifth grader is the top kid in his class. If you put him into a graduate course in mathematics, even if he's the top kid in his class in fifth grade math, he'd be considered behind the other people in that context. So the Rebbe is saying that we have netzar and merichov. Netzar means a state of constrictedness, and this could be in physical matters, but more pertinently, the Rebbe is saying that constrictedness means a state of psychological or spiritual constrictedness. And then you have merichov, which is expanse, which is psychological or spiritual openness, psychological or spiritual freedom. And the Rebbe is suggesting that these are relative terms, that restrictedness and expansiveness depend on the context in which you're in. So the 42 journeys symbolize these relative levels of coming from expanse to expanse. Bisman kumt zu zum emesen merchov zum letzten masa al yarden yerichiv as das gedoyv meshichin the merach v'doin. So 42 journeys correspond to 42 different states of consciousness and 42 different points in history which the Jewish people travel upon, and the final journey to yarden yerichiv, to the Jordan and Jericho, that corresponds to the time of Mashiach. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Gimel tells us that Mashiach is a moirach v'doin. Mashiach will be able to smell people, which means that just by meeting people, Mashiach will be able to figure out what a person's story is without having to hear it from them. He'll be able to read their energies, he'll be able to read their vibes. And just as you don't need to ask any questions to figure out a smell just wafts towards you when you enter the proximity of the smell. Similarly, when Mashiach enters a situation and Mashiach meets a person, Mashiach will be of such exalted spiritual consciousness that he'll be able to figure out people's story just by meeting them. Biz demult, until that point, until Mashiach comes, is hagamz legabe nidirke, is thus an inyan von merchav. Even though it's the case that relative to a lower level, some state of consciousness or some historical point might be in the concept of expansiveness. Aber legabi hecher is thus mitzrayim. But relative to a higher level, this is a constriction, this is a limitation. To illustrate this point, consider the concept of health and healthcare. If you look at 21st century healthcare in 2021, healthcare in 2021 has come a very, very long way. Relative, say, to healthcare in 1950, or relative to healthcare in 1900, healthcare in 1800, healthcare in 2021 is quite impressive. We might view it as a merichov, as a state of expansiveness. However, if you compare healthcare as it is now to how we hope it'll be in 100 years from now, and if you imagine that healthcare will continue to evolve as it has evolved, then what we have as healthcare now will be considered a constriction, will be considered a limitation relative to what healthcare will one day be. Und das ist der Inyan von Membeis Masois, weil Chazan given from Mitzrayim bis Eretz Tevi Rechova. And this explains the concept of the 42 journeys which occurred between going out of Egypt to the good and expansive land. Mit den ersten Maso, is a gamaz men is shein eretz Mitzrayim men arayin b'meila in Merchov. With the first journey, even though it's the case that they had left Egypt and they had entered a state of expansiveness, is aber legabi a hecher madriga, relative to a higher level, is thus noach and in from Mitzrayim. They were still in a state of constriction, therefore, and therefore. Darf zayn noach a maso eferis gein oich von dem Mitzar. They needed further journeys to go out of those constrictions, those boundaries. Und das ist der loshen eile masse, loshen rabim goymer she yotzum eretz Mitzrayim. And that explains why the Pasuk tells us these are the journeys of the Jewish people as they left the land of Egypt. And the reason being, because the later journeys 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, all the way to journey 42, were also about leaving a state of Mitzrayim, a state of boundaries and constrictions. Bizman kum tzu tzum yarden yirichay de tachas ilan. Until they entered the Yarden Yericho, the Jordan River, and the city of Yericho, which is the ultimate point, the messianic redemption, which is ultimately a redemption physically, but it's also a redemption in consciousness. Torah is doch anitzchis b'chol dor v'dor. Torah is eternal in every generation. And specifically, their influence is Mitzrayim, the concept of leaving Egypt. Vasa shteit with them, which says about it, Chayiv Adam Liris has Atzma Kilu Hu Yatsa Hayyim Mimitzrayim. Chazal and the Alter Rebbe following them in Tanya, Perakim Zayin, say that a person must see himself every day as if he left Egypt. Is this a Iran Avedah? So this is a teaching in our constant spiritual work, as Uyich Bishas Ben Hot Shein Gepoyot Vazich, and Avedah Shal Maila Mitan Vedas, Lemaila Mimedida Vagbala. That even if you yourself have worked on yourself such that you transcended your own limitations, that in such a case, you even left the limitations of holiness. Meaning to say, limitations of holiness are, let's imagine that you're a person who's doing everything right, but you say, I can't go beyond myself. Let's imagine you say that I can only daven shachris with a minyan, but I can't daven mincha with a minyan. Or you say, I can only give a certain amount of money to tzedakah, but no more. Those are spiritual limitations. Or you tell yourself, I can't hold myself back from eating unhealthy foods. I just got to do it. So none of those things are discrete averos, but there's still limitations in being a person's whole self, in being as holy as a person could be. So by transcending that and saying, you know, actually I can't have mincha with a minyan, or actually I can refrain from eating this food. By doing those things, by saying those things, a person transcends their boundaries. But is thus noch nitgenuk? That's insufficient. From Lagabi Hecher is thus noch alts mitzrayim. The Mela darf bin weiter arbeiten und weiter gehen. So even if you've made major strides and you've transcended your self-talk, which says that I can't do this, and you've gotten over that, and you've taken on something new, you've taken on something good. Nonetheless, you shouldn't rest on your laurels. There's always room for improvement. There's always place to transcend. We can further understand this by looking at the concept of working hard at tefillah, at davening, at prayer, at worship. Vazdas avedas tefillah, the work of prayer, is avedas adam. That's a particularly human effort. Vias bavus der Unterschied zwischen Torah and tefillah, as it's well known, the difference between Torah and tefillah, between Torah and prayer. As Torah is milmaila lemata. Torah comes from above to below. Meaning to say that when you read the concepts of Torah, Torah just enters your mind. It's as if Torah is flowing down to you. And in a certain sense, it takes a little bit less effort than davening. Most people, when they daven, will go on automatic mode. But that's not what davening is meant to be. Tefillah is avayas ad milmata lemaila. Tefillah is a person's work of elevation from below to above. As we learn in Parshas Vayetze, it's asulam mutzav arza, a ladder which is grounded on earth, v'roshe magia shamayma, but its head is in the heavens. Meaning to say that the true inyan of tefillah, the true idea of tefillah, is not merely about asking Hashem for things you need. And it's not merely about saying the words, but it's meant to be an inner experience of elevation. Through tefillah, and you can see this in them in many Chabad Sfarim, but one example would be Kodesh HaVeda, or the Tzemach Tzedek's Sherish Mitzvah Tefillah. Through tefillah, one's meant to undertake an inner spiritual journey, and they're meant to ascend to the heavens. Through tefillah, Vas Mingeit Mil Mat L'Maila, we go from below to above. We go out from the place of constriction to the place of expanse. Is doch yedua, as in tefillah zayin feran kama v'kama aliyas. Vos b'tiyadar aliyah geit ha'arayis from zayin friedik ha'matziv. Von this vegin, izos net genug. O medarfkin hecher and hecher. It's known that in tefillah there are many different ascents. And with every ascent, you go out from your previous state. But nonetheless, that's insufficient. And we need to climb higher and higher. The Ershta Aveda, the first step, the first work in davening, is the Hachanot Sum Davening. It's the preparation for prayer. Azivir Gitach Davening Sum Ebrishna Bilti Bal Gvul Bilti Bal Tachlis. When Erder Adam Gifin Zich Doch In Aguf V'Nefesh Abahamis U'Vifrat Shmluch Lede Echid Is Vuzel Zich Shtel In Davening. A person stands to pray to the Abishur, to the one above, who's limitless and undefined. And he, man, is limited within a body and with inside of an animal soul, an animal consciousness, inside of animal drives. And furthermore, man is soiled by sin. How then can man come close? How can a sinful, limited man come close to a perfect, infinite, divine being? So in order to come close, a person first has to free themselves from all of their personal things. A person has to clear their mind from all their worries, from all their lusts, from all their interests, from their ambitions, and they set themselves aside. And they need to make themselves ready to be in a state of davening. Dos alein, this alone, der stellen sich davening, the state of standing to daven. Noch eder davent, even before you daven. Noch eder hat angeben sagen hoidu, even before you began to say the words hoidu. Oder matoivu, or even before you said the words matoivu in davening. Noch dos alein, was tut on dem gartel, und stellen sich davening. This alone, that a person puts on a gartel, for those people who wear gartels, and they stand ready to daven. Der mit alein, geter doch erois von seinen yonim. Just by standing ready to daven, a person leaves, a person exits the state of being concerned with their own matters. Unervet mezukech, and they become purified. This takes me to say, ergeter erois von seinen mitzorim mugvulim. That's a state of leaving your boundaries and your limitations. And it's very simple, because if a person is completely stuck in their boundaries and limitations, then they will not, in fact, go daven. They'll be more concerned about checking the new update on social media, listening to a new song, seeing a new movie, being concerned with some business deal, being concerned with whatever it is they're concerned with. The very fact that a person takes a break from that and stands to daven shows that they're not completely controlled, they're not completely subsumed by the torrent of the many waters of life. Der nit vet men ich verstehn, was steht euch in der Galateria, as kidem atfil yefana vidl yodov. That helps explain what it says in the revealed parts of Torah Maseches Brachos, das daftes vav mit aleph, that before davening, a person should use the restroom, a person should clear themselves out, and they should wash their hands. Yefana doesn't only mean to use the restroom, but it also means I raise them from zich the psoilus shebegoli v'shebeptimius. It means removing the waste, removing the negativity that's within you, both in a revealed way, but also that's stuck in a more hidden way inside of you. Nach them, and after that is yitol yadav. I raise them the toma, but this is nor an inyan from makif. In primius is the garnished top. Und ich von dem, der von Potter wären, fahren davon. Washing one's hands symbolizes getting rid of the tuma of makif, the negative energies which surround the person. These might be context-dependent, a function of the context that a person's in. There's certain negativity that accrues to the person, but that negativity hasn't entered deeply into the person. But nonetheless, before davening, our objective is not only to remove the negativity from within, our deeper and more rigid character flaws, which go with us wherever we go, but also those negative energies which haven't entered inside of us. They wouldn't go with us wherever we go, but nonetheless, they're still part of our reality. So you might think that if you've stood to daven, if you've entered a mindful state, and now you're no longer stuck in the daily issues that you're dealing with, and you're no longer stuck in negativity, you've gotten rid of the negativity within, and you've even divested yourself of the negative energies which accrue to you based on your surroundings, you might think that's enough. You might think that doing a deep meditation session might be sufficient. That might replace davening. But the Rebbe says no. For das Vegen is a demit alein noch nityetze. With that alone, you haven't fulfilled your obligation. Ersh demot, only then, therefore zichshel and davening. Can you stand to daven? Once you've cleared your mind, once you've divested yourself of the negativity that's deep within you and the negativity that's just accrued to you superficially. Only then, after that, anhoi ben zagen hoidu, can you begin to say hoidu. Vaz demot, get eres oich, for their matzias ver shteit noch zayn achonu zun davening. At that state, when you say hoidu, you enter another rung on the spiritual ladder. You enter a further state of expansiveness. Was demold, which at that point geht er is euch von der Metzius, die steht noch seine Chonot zum Daven. Was legabi hecher is das noch am Metzur gewohl. Geht er is euch von der Metzur am Akum Amerchef. But even Hidu is a relative expansiveness. It's an expanded state of consciousness relative to divesting yourself of negative spiritual energies, but it's a limited state of consciousness relative to the next descent on the rung of prayer. And so it is in davening itself, there are multiple ascents. Vas vechlalus tells zichdos of the dalid shlivus, that these ascents are all centered around the four rungs of the ladder. The aliyah zayn al yedei shein mab keidua. Vas yedei madrigal like aber hecher is noch al tzan inyan fin meitzar ugvu. So we're not going to go into this here, but Kabbalah teaches that there are four worlds. These four worlds are not four planets, but they're four dimensions of reality. Meaning the world as we see it, Kabbalah calls Olam Ha'asiya, the world of action, the world of formation. But there are also levels of consciousness, we learn, that are invested within the world. There's Olam Ha'asiya Ruchni, the world of instinct, the world of instinctive consciousness, which lives inside of our consciousness, but also inheres inside of everything. And then there's Olam Hayatzira, there's the world of emotion. There's Olam Habriya, there's the world of thought. And there's Olam Atzibos, there's the world of the subconscious. And all these layers are present in the world. They may not be visible at first sight, but we can access all these levels of consciousness. Many people just live most of the time at the level of action, at the level of superficiality. But Chassidus teaches that particularly through tefillah, tefillah is a journey, a orderly journey, which teaches us how to enter higher states of consciousness. And the Rebbe added here, as we read, that the elevation happens through the Shem Mem Beis, the 42-letter name of Hashem. And we note that in Parshas Maaseh, we learn that there were 42 journeys that the Jewish people traveled on. So the association is that if you wanted to elevate, you need to connect with this idea of the 42. So the 42 journeys mentioned in Parshas Maaseh symbolize this idea of constant elevation. Now, you might ask, what's the Shem Mem Beis? I never heard of it. So it shows up in the Gemara, but people may be familiar with it from Kabbalah Shabbos. Right before Lecha Dodi, the custom in many Siddurim is to sing Ana B'Koach. Now, in your Siddur, you might notice that to the left of the poem Ana B'Koach, there are acrostics, there are acronyms. By Ana B'Koach Gevura Semincha Tatir Tzerura, you'll see the acrostic Aleph Beis Gimel Yud Tov Tzadi. Now, if you count the acrostics, you count the first letter of each word in Ana B'Koach, you'll see there are 42 letters. And those together symbolize Hashem's 42-letter name. And the idea being that in the Siddur, or at least in Siddurim, which are arranged according to Nusach Sfard or Nusach HaRizal, you'll have an Ana B'Koach at any place where there is a particularly significant elevation. In some cases, you'll have Kaddish in a space of elevation or descent between levels of consciousness that one's meant to experience. But Ana B'Koach, this 42-letter name of Hashem, or this poem, which symbolizes the 42-letter name of Hashem, is often very prominent in the elevation sequence. So you have Ana B'Koach right before Lecha Dodi, because the idea is, in Kabbalah Shabbos, we're looking to enter a higher state of consciousness. We're looking to elevate our souls into the realm of Shabbos. Or similarly, you'll see in Shema, there are 42 words in the capital of Shema Yisrael, in the first parsha of Shema. So there's successive elevation. Bizman kumtzu tzu shmeine esrei, vizdartin is der tachlos ilu. And we enter successive states of elevation until we come to Shmeine Esrei, which is the highest level of elevation, at least in the framework of tefillah. Ergeit reisim gansen from zayin metzias, a person completely leaves their own reality. Velche zolnis zayin uyufan metzius vases uskedelt. Even though this person's existence, his own ego, is now a very refined ego, and a person stands in complete nullification, completely emptied out, as a servant before his master. Meaning to say that when a person enters a state of Shemini Esrei, and if they've done Shemini Esrei right, or if they've entered Shemini Esrei in the right way, then a person no longer is about their own agenda, but rather they become a conduit for divinity. As there is Gornit Kein Metzius, he doesn't have any reality, any ego of his own. Unzokt and says, Adnai Sefasei Tiftach Ufi Yagid Tilosecha. Hashem, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praises. The Eibusher is often in mine lipid. On Irvel Nit Mer Vi Nachazagin. Hashem should open my mouth, and I will only repeat after him. Meaning a person saying that I have no reality of my own, I'm emptying myself out, and I want to be filled by the divine spirit. I want to be a vehicle for the divine agenda. This characteristic of Shemini Esrei, wherein a person becomes completely nullified to Hashem, just becomes a channel for the divine will, helps explain an interesting paradox within Shemini Esrei. We see a paradoxical concept in Shemini Esrei. Aleph, bitul betachlis. One is that a person is in a state of complete negation relative to Hashem. Eretz gornet kin metzias. He has no reality of his own. Nor ke'oina achri ha'kiri. He's only like somebody who is answering after the reader. And beis, ironically, bakoshas tzrachot. Shemini Esrei is the only place in davening we explicitly ask for what we need. And meaning, if you just look at the brachos of Shemini Esrei, fe'einu Hashem v'nei rafei, heal us Hashem, baruch aleinu Hashem lekeinu shavazis, v'yes kol minei tvas l'toiva. We're asking Hashem to give us all the financial blessings of financial prosperity for the year. We don't only ask for our spiritual needs, we also ask for our very physical needs. In the stages of Psuki de Zimra, the blessings of Kriya Shema and Shema itself is Netokim because Shachar v'Gashmiim. There is no element of asking for your physical needs. Vayaler is Iskiton from Zayin Matzias Kanal. In Shemini Esrei Davke is Bakasha Shachar v'Gashmiim. Only in Shemini Esrei itself does one ask for their physical needs. So how do we account for this? How do we account for, on the one hand, Shemini Esrei being the state of most elevated consciousness, the state of leaving one's reality, nullifying one's ego, and on the other hand, Shemini Esrei being the only place in davening where a person asks for their physical needs? Their inyan is, mitzad tachlis ha'ilui, by virtue of being at the ultimate state of elevation, ken dorten zaynes kalus von sein yonim hafchim. Paradox can exist. Paradox exists specifically at the highest of levels. As Makam Elin Yoser is the Kalus B'Yoser. As the Rebbe said in the Maimer before the Sicha, the highest place allows for the greatest integration. Vazdos is a Me'ein Fundam Gilid Lasid. And that is a foretaste of the revelation of the future to come. Vazdemolt Vetzain Viro Kolbasar. Then all flesh, all reality, all physical beings shall see as getlkeit that their herdvarin oich in the basar gashmi his kalus shte hafochim. That then divinity will be perceived even by the physical flesh, which is an integration of two opposites, which is paradoxical. It's a paradox that divinity, that the spiritual, that the sublime could be appreciated and perceived by the mundane. But even though it's the case that Shemini Esrei is the ultimate spiritual ascent, at least if you've entered the right state and you're not just saying the words, is a femorgan. The next day, we need to begin the process yet again. We need to first stand ready to daven. beginning with the preparation for davening. There no chaydu, and thereafter we say chaydu. Psukei dezimra v'chule. And all these stages in davening represent particular stages in the spiritual ascent, in the ascent of consciousness, which, God willing, we'll address in some other share. And why do you need to go through the process again every day? Because no matter how high you climbed yesterday, that's still a boundary, that's still a constriction relative to what you can accomplish today. And just as it is in the work of prayer, so it is generally in our work throughout the day. A person needs to be dynamic. A person needs to be in a state of constant growth. Even after you've completely exited from your inner evil, from your inner badness, and no matter how high you've climbed spiritually, it's still insufficient. Because relative to a higher level, a person still has some connection with evil. The proof for the fact there's still negativity, inner negativity, which a person needs to work out, is the fact that you perceive negativity within others. As Dach Bavuster, Maimri Baal Shem Tov, Nishma Satan, the Baal Shem Tov famously said, as a mensch zet ra, not Satan, if a person sees negativity in another person, is a bavais as erelin farmog dem zelbin ra. He himself struggles or possesses the same negativity, bidakus al kapon, at least in a small way. When Ardafa race gain oich from them, he needs to also exit, he needs to also leave that negativity. Mendef Halton, when in ton, if Mazak dain the Basar Gashmi, nit brechenim, durch tanesim vesikufim, nor is edlenim. Vies bavus, the memor balshemtish said, if in posuk, kisire chamar senacho. Bald their state, if they're free. Zor in shafin, they zain chamar. Das heißt, der Mechimer, was durch dem Davke, kämen zukommen zum Gilei der Lassit, als wir auch kol Basar, als der Basar, er gashmi, wird als so viel ausgehedelt und ausgehedelt worden. Bis er wird zen elikus. So every day there's negativity that we're dealing with. And we need to leave the negativity, we need to leave the physicality. And the Rebbe says every day we need to clarify, we need to refine our physical flesh. But not, says the Rebbe, to break it through excessive fasting or self-flagellation and excessive infliction of pain on oneself, like some do. But rather, a person needs to make themselves more refined. Like the Baal Shem Tov tells in the Pasuk, it says, Kisira chamor soynacha, when you see the donkey of your enemy. So Baal Shem Tov explains, it doesn't mean the way that we're meant to read it spiritually is not the donkey of your enemy, but chamor, donkey, has the same osias, the same letters as chomer, as physicality. So meaning, the pasuk reads, when you see the donkey of your enemy crouching under its burden, will you desist from helping it? No, surely you will help the donkey of your enemy. So the way the Baal Shem Tov reads this spiritually is that you're meant to take your own physicality, and even though your physicality is the physicality of your enemy, in that physicality can seem, or often physical impulses, are an obstacle to our own spiritual attainments, are an obstacle to leading a higher life. You're not meant to crush your physicality, but rather you're meant to refine it, you're meant to elevate it. And that's because it says about the revelation of future to come that v'ra'u kol basar, all flesh shall see, all physicality shall see. And Chassidus explains that it's specifically the lowest levels, it's specifically in physicality that divinity is seen and that the ultimate revelation of the future will be had in. Kemen doch teinen bei sich. A person might claim, ich hab genug geharvet mit sich. Bezich bin pater gewaren von dem Aufnehmen in Graben Ra. I worked on myself so much that I no longer need to deal with my inner evil. And I'm standing now by a more refined spiritual level. There zogt as ich der weiter horven. Who's to say that I need to work harder? I need to work further. Es ist mir genug die Madrigen welche ich gefinde sich. By me, it's sufficient the level that I'm at. Zogt man ihm, so responds such a person as the Eifgabe, und der Inyan Adam is that the purpose of man's existence is soll sein mahalich und nicht kein oimit, that he's meant to be dynamic, not to be static, not to stand in one place. Und jeder Tag was der Eibischer gibt ihm, and every day that Hashem gives you, darf in ihm memale sein sein tafkid ba'ilam. A person has to fill their purpose in the world. Kimay Shikasov, as we learn in Tillin, Yamim Yutsaru Viloy Echod Bahem. The Pasuk literally means days were created, and his is one in them. But the Tzemach Tzedek explains that this Pasuk means Yamim Yutsaru, days were created, and these are both the days in time and the days in consciousness, meaning all the different potentialities, all the different spaces that a person enters in their life, or that a person partakes in their life. The loy echad behem, and their job is to suffuse every situation in life and every moment in life with echad, with the one, with the divine consciousness. Und das ist die Erirah von dem Inyan von dem Masois. That is the lesson of the journeys of the Jews in the desert. Man soll sich keinmal nicht banungen mit der Madrega bei welcher man halt kanal. We should never satisfy ourselves, we should never think it's sufficient to stay at the level that we're at. So, on the one hand, the idea of the journeys of the Jewish people is a call to action. It's a call to say, however high you are, you can always go higher. But from the Anderseite, on the other hand, is the Yerof and the Minyan Masayis, the lesson we learn from the Jewish people's journeys is, Afilu b'shas ben gefinzich b'shval ha-matzav b'yeser, u'madrega p'chusa b'yeser. Even if you're at the lowest level and in the darkest place, zol men zech kein mol nit miyayish zayin, never give up. V'rum durech ha-vayda, because through hard work, through effort, kim alam ol-arayskin from the matzav in velechem ben gefinzich, you can always emerge from the bad place that you're stuck in. Und zu kommen zu die samhechst madriges. And you can enter and you can come to the loftiest of levels. Men soll nicht trachten bei sich, wie bald ich gefind sich in a zan nindig in matziv. Die jode inisch benafshe. You shouldn't think that given that I'm in such a lowly place and everybody knows their own challenges, is umzist mein ganz harivanya. My efforts are worthless. If them is the Yerof and the Minyan Masois, that is the lesson of the journeys. As afilu mit ein mas alein, even with one journey, even with one inner resolution to leave the negative place that you're at, kemen areskin from Mitzrayin und kumin in Eretz Tov Yerachava, can you leave a state of constriction of Mitzrayin, of psycho-spiritual boundaries, und kumin in Eretz Tov Yerachava, and you can enter a goodly and expansive land. Legabe sein itzdiker madrigo. Und durch dem gehen weiter und weiter bis zum Tachasilu. And the Rebbe just notes that it's not going to be one step from the lowest place to the highest place. You'll go from a very lowly place, and that'll bring you to something of a higher place until you get to the ultimate rank. Meaning, think of somebody who's dealing with the challenge of obesity. Right, so a person can take the resolve to stop eating that pint of ice cream at midnight. They have the customary pint of ice cream they eat at midnight every night. Or to stop eating the five Danishes in the morning. Now, the very fact that the person stopped eating the pint of ice cream at midnight is already a victory. But it's clearly going to take a long time till the person gets to a state of full health. But the point being that on the one hand, you should realize that with one small resolution, that one small resolution is a very big deal, and that one small resolution can be the beginning of your ultimate redemption, and can be the beginning of your path to the highest of levels. You can go from a state of terrible unhealth to a state of great physical health, but you have to start with the small decision in the right direction. And if it's the case that then, when the Jewish people were sitting in Egypt, and they were sunken in 49 levels of impure consciousness, when it says, and it was also before the giving of the Torah, but demult is not given the gzeira, as konit zayin their chibur from Yeremi Mitzuria. So the Medrash in Shmei Saraba gives a parable of the reality before Mount Teira. It compares the reality before Mount Teira to what was once the case that the Roman emperor had made a decree that people from the province of Syria could not go to the province of Rome, and people from Rome could not go to Syria. Much like today, we can relate to this very much with all the coronavirus restrictions, that people who are not citizens of Israel are not allowed to go from the United States to Israel or to many other countries. So the Medrash uses this as a metaphor to characterize the state of the world, the state of reality, before the giving of the Torah. Before the Torah was given, the Medrash tells us, the spiritual realm, or the higher realm of consciousness, and the physical realm were divorced from one another. If you wanted to engage in spirituality, you would have to become a monk. You'd have to become completely divested from the physical world. And in fact, if you read many religious texts in other religions outside of Judaism, there's often a very, very strong militation, particularly in texts that were written before the 19th and 20th century, there's a particularly strong militation towards otherworldliness, towards being beyond the world. This world is a negative place. This world is the world of the shadows. The Chiddush of Matan Torah, however, and one of the central innovations of Judaism, is that there can be a connection, there can be an integration between the spiritual, between the lofty, and between the mundane. So the Rebbe says, if it's the case that the Jewish people were able to leave their state of spiritual constriction before this integration took place, then how much more so by us who live after Matan Torah, after the power was given to connect the lofty and the mundane, how much more possible it is for us to get out of our negative places. So although it's the case that the Jewish people in the desert, the Jewish people in Egypt, lived before this integration took place, from the Svegen is durch die Masois, through their journeys, through their effort, they were still able to come to the good and expansive land of Eretz Israel. Because she came, it's there. How much more so now? However low you might be, is doch the Aveda Sacha Klener. It's a much smaller task in order to get out of the negativity that you're in. Because they're only small jugs, there's very little left to do. There's much less evil to deal with in the world now than there was then. Particularly because now we are standing after Matan Torah, which is the time after the integration of physicality and spirituality. As Kanzain, their Chibur Felin Matathanim, the higher and lower realms can be integrated. Ubithrat, and furthermore, as this is Faran, their Indian is Kashros from a Rebbe and Mitchsidim. Now we have the concept of a Rebbe, we have the concept of a spiritual leader, we have the concept of a human consciousness, which is Farbint Ayidin mit Atzmus, which can connect a Jew with the divine substance. The point being that most of us in our own right, even though everybody can daven, most people are not able to connect to that rarefied level of spirituality. Think, for example, learning Gemara. Nowadays, anybody can open up an art scroll Gemara and can read what the art scroll says. But to extract the deepest insights from the Gemara, most people can't do on their own. For that, they need to go to one of the greatest scholars. And the greater the scholar you go to, the greater the insight that you can extract from the Gemara. Or, let's say in Halacha, anybody can open up an English Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. But to rule on a very difficult halachic topic, a person needs to go to the Gedolei Hadar, to the greatest halacha, the size of the generation. Now, the Alter Rebbe in Tanya says that if it's the case that when it comes to legalistic matters, we need to go to great scholars, spiritual matters are much more complex than matters of the law. So although it's the case that anybody can daven, and anybody can try to engage in spiritual work, it's very important to be connected to a spiritual master who is able to connect you to a place that you could not get to on your own. And the Rebbe says that now, and it's interesting, the Rebbe is speaking in the year 1955, after the passing of his father-in-law, of the sixth Lubavitcher Rebbe, the Rebbe says that through the consciousness, through connecting to the consciousness of the sixth Rebbe, or encountering the consciousness of the sixth Lubavitcher Rebbe, we are able to climb the higher spiritual heights, to become more connected to Likus, to Hashem, than we could be connected on our own. So, given that all that's the case, given that we live after Matan Torah, and given that we have Rabbein, given that we have spiritual masters we can connect to, is the Chavadas Yeder Yidot Pekoyach Tzareskin from Zen Mayim Dumatziv, every Jew has the ability to leave his negative situation, Utsukumin, and to come to Eretz Tevur Rechava, to a good and expansive land, Biz Tzum Yarden Yerechai, till the final journey to the Jordan River, Giloy Mashiach, the Meirech Ladan, as we saw earlier in the Sicha, which is the revelation of Mashiach, who is able to figure things out just by encountering situations. But thus is their tachlis hamerchav, that the Messianic era is the ultimate expense. Late then, according to this, we can understand the connection between Parshas Matas Masei to the 3 weeks, which Halacha refers to as between the streets, in the state of constriction. Because the way that the Jewish calendar is set up is that Matas Masei are always read during the 3 weeks. Then those verstehen their clarin date, their Indian from Soyser Amnas Livnis. So in order to understand this idea of the 3 weeks, we need to understand the idea of breaking something in order to rebuild. Sometimes you break down a building, and the purpose is not ultimately to destroy, but you need to break down the old building in order to build a more beautiful building. As the Kavanas Astiris Tzulubin Binyan, the purpose of destruction is in order to build. As Noch der Stira, after the destruction, Zomen Machin Noch a Besser Binyan, you'll build a better building. Be the Mayim from Baal Shem Tov in Pasuk, the Eis Sari Hil Yaakov, Umimena Yivosheya. It says in the Pasuk in Yirmiyah that it's a time of pain for the Jewish people, and from it, the Jewish people shall be saved. So the simple reading of the Pasuk is that you have some negative circumstance, some painful time, and you'll be saved from that pain. There was some tragedy, and you'll be saved from the tragedy, you'll be saved from further tragedy. The Baal Shem Tov reads the Pasuk by turning around its head. He says, no, that through tragedy, through negativity, salvation comes. As durich der eis tzara gufa, through the time of pain itself, kutmen tzu tzwa Yeshua, we come to salvation. V'zdas is dach an inin fun eskalus fun tzvein yonim hafchim. And that, this idea of salvation coming through pain, is the integration of two opposites, is a paradox. Therefore, link min demol parst matis masin, v'z matis is their inin fun eskalus. And that's why we read Matas Masi during 3 weeks. Because Parshas Matos, which refers to the Matos, refers to the 12 tribes. And each tribe was the integration of many individuals. So Matos refers to the concept of integration. Vi declared in Maimer, Vosmog Zekzfir, Zerab explained in the Maimer he had said before the Sikha, under Inin from Masi is Dach, Areisgin from Beni Mitzar. But the idea of Masi, of the journeys, is going out of your boundaries. Un as in yeder madrigo un velchem in steit der from in this bowl there and other ab from the tsorgo for zivashaya as men vet tsukomen zu yaden yrech. And the idea of the journeys is no matter where you are, no matter where you are on your journey, you shouldn't be negatively emotionally impacted by where you are on your journey, but just the opposite. From the pain itself, from negativity itself, from adversity that you meet along the journey, from there will come your salvation. And through that pain will ultimately bring you to Yad Nerechi, symbolizing the ultimate messianic redemption. That also explains the concept of Menachem Av. The month of Av is a month of pain, it would seem, but we call it, the Chazal call it Menachem Av, the Av of comforting. A loshen for nechama, a language of comfort. From the MS is dach al tzotayva, and that's because ultimately everything is for the good. Be there marshal for a father, velech shlok zayn kind, like the metaphor of a father who strikes his child. But eris oisin zayn tayva, a father should only hit a child for constructive purposes. A father should only discipline, not to put the child down, but rather in order to help the child out. Umbishas men is. And when a person contemplates on this fact, that any negativity that comes in the world is ultimately for our own good, is ultimately for our salvation as a family or as a people, is thus tov. We see how what seems to be adversity is in fact good. And not only do we see this to be true with our mind's eye, nor durch dem kommt es herab, euch. As menzet das mit die fleischige Augen, we see this with our physical eyes. As is vert toiv hanira v'hanigla, that all negativity will ultimately emerge to be revealed and manifest good. Al derech the by divas haben gehalten by der darga von gamzula toiva. Command of rechman al tabav is als gevern bepayel, as we see in the many stories in Gemara, where people had the perspective of this too will be for the good. What seems to be negative will be for the good. Or whatever Hashem does is ultimately for the good, is this alt givan bepayel. That by having that positive perspective, positivity in fact did manifest in their lives. As darftak zayin, der v'rachat Hashem soyas benoist tzion. There needs to be the case of, as the Navi Yeshaya says, Hashem needs to wash off the filth of the daughters of Zion. Hashem needs to wash off the filth of the Jewish people. And you see very often, when a baby gets their diaper changed, they don't appreciate it and they cry. When the Yerzakt and Tanya, as Tanya tells us, the Moshe from Amelech God of Anira, Harichitz b'chvaydu v'atzmai, soyas b'no yichidle. And the Alter Rebbe gives us the analogy of a great and awesome king who himself changes his son's diaper. Even though it's seemingly a lowly task, the king himself cares about and takes responsibility for washing off his son's filth. Aber von deswegen is das bechesed rechem. Nonetheless, even though it's the case that by being washed of our filth, there's an element of pain, there's an element of tragedy, there's an element of tribulation. Nonetheless, the way in which Hashem does it is ultimately in a manner of kindness and mercy. This taste, meaning to say, not only is it the case that adversity is ultimately for own good, but even the manner in which we do have pain, that ultimately is mediated in a way of kindness and mercy. The Zadar Dimloshin of Aviv Harachaman Vatsadik Vachasid, as the Yisurim Zayn Mechesed Rachamin. Hashem is characterized as our merciful, righteous, and pious Father, such that all of the pain that we go through is ultimately in a manner of kindness and mercy. When the Iker is, as Seif Kol Seif, Kum Tzareop, and Teif Anir Vanigla, as from their Tzara Alein, Vert Tzoyha. And the primary point is, the main thing is, that ultimately, through all the negativity, will ultimately come to the place of revealed and manifest good. And the tsara, the pain, which is spelled in Hebrew, tzadi reshe, will be transmuted into a tsoyah. You take the same letters and rearrange the he and the resh to get from tzadi reshe to tzadi he resh. And tsoyah, tzadi he resh, means window. That the pain will ultimately be a portal. It will ultimately be an opening to see greater good. Now, as is the case in some sichas, the sicha ends with a brief summary. And the summary goes as follows. Teichin me'asicha now. The primary contents of the asicha we just learned are. K'sid e'in l'masif ne'yisrael sh'yotz me'yitzitzroim. It says, at the beginning of Parshas Maaseh, these are the journeys of the Jewish people who went out of the land of Egypt. V'yadu'a adyuk. And there's a well-known inference. B'in ma'ashenemer, Maaseh l'ashen rabin. In that which it says, the journey is plural. V'ya ma'aseh sh'yotzu be'yitzitzroim hu ma'aseh echad l'vat. Isn't it the case that the journeys of the Jewish people going out of Egypt was only one journey? The journey from Ramses to Sukkos. All the other journeys were after they already left Egypt. So what then is the idea of the journeys, plural? Gamini move on, we further understand, the 42 journeys, that came from Egypt to Israel. Eretz Tevurachava, the good and expansive land. The Mi'acha should be Masa Echad Bulvat, Yotz Mitzrayim, Loshen Mitzar Mugvulin, given that with only one journey they went out of Mitzrayim, which is a code word for boundaries and constriction, are miyad ba'ol merchav. They immediately came to the state of expenses. Through going out of the state of constriction, they automatically enter the space of expenses. So why then does it say elam masi bnei Yisrael? These are the journeys of the Jews out of Egypt. And why do they need 42 journeys? There's only one journey. Any new the idea is ha'teri nitzchis. The Torah is an eternal teaching. It's eternally spiritually relevant. In every generation, it's a kol echav achas by every man and woman. There needs to be the departure from Egypt, which is loshen mitzorim ugvulim, a term of boundaries and constrictions. El eretz toivu urachava, to a good and expansive land. Hayetzia min hametzar el hamerchav, the exit from the state of limitation to the state of expanse. Paul even after you, through your own work, have effected the departure from your inner Egypt, that's not enough. Because relative to a higher rank, the level that you're at now, that relative to his rank, he's in a state of going out of Egypt, the Eretz Tovah Rechava, and relative to where you were before, you're currently in a state of great spiritual expansiveness, Hare Legabi HaMadrega Nailis, but relative to a higher level, he Bivchenes Metzara Mugvulim, you're in a state of boundaries and constriction. Ulezois, and for that reason, Tzorech Liyis Oid Mas, I need to go on yet a further journey. La siyas atzmi gam mibchenazu, to bring yourself also out of this state. The lalis b'mayla ol yunayusa, and to go to a higher level. Ukemekinu masa shlishis harviyas b'chulei. So it is on the third and fourth journey onward. Hayirah mizeh b'avid b'payil. The lesson for this in our practical spiritual work, yibishtayim, it's twofold. Aleph. Kasher nimtsoim b'madrega nailis b'yaser. When a person is standing at a very lofty level, you need to climb higher. And a person should not say, it's sufficient for me, my previous work. Because a person, humans are meant to be dynamic and not static. And in every day the Holy One blessed be has given you, you need to fulfill your task, your mission in the world. As we learn in Tehillim, Psalm 139, Kapitel Kufla Mites, Yomim Yutzaru V'loi Echad Behem. We were created with days. We were created with a day which is meant to be filled. And what are we meant to fill it with? We're meant to fill it with Echad. We're meant to fill it with the Divine One. So that's the one element of the idea of the journey. No matter how high you are, you can always climb higher. The second element, this concept of the journey, and this concept of the human dynamism is, Gam kashen imtsoim v'madrega pechusa v'yoyser. Even if you're found at the lowest level, Ein tzarech l'siyayish, there's no reason to give up. Ki al yedei aveda, because through hard work, Efshir tamed l'sa'alais b'mayla al yonah yeser, you can always climb to a higher level. Val yoyimer adam, and a person should not say, Me'achar sheni nimtza b'matzav shalfa kozeh, given that I'm in such a lowly state, l'shav kol amali, any effort that I make is going to be worthless. Al zeh hu alimud me'inina masayis. Here, the concept of the journeys teach us, shigam b'masa echad b'lvad, that even in the space of one journey, efshir miyad lotzis mitzrayim, you can immediately leave your inner Egypt, ulagiyal eretz tov rechava, and enter a good and expansive land, shalfi madrigasay, which is good and expansive relative to where you're at right now, meaning it's better than where you're at now. It can get better. While you day zen, through that, you can climb higher, even to a higher level. And if it's the case that then, when the Jewish people were sunken into 49 portals, 49 states, 49 levels of impurity when they're in Egypt, v'hayu kuy the Mount Torah, they before Mount Torah, meaning there were much less resources back in the day. And nonetheless, mikol makom edi amasayis, through their journeys, bo miyadil eretz tov rechava, they were immediately able to leave Egypt, and they were able to ultimately get to Eretz Yisrael, to get to their ultimate redemption. Achshav, now that we have so many more resources, we have so much more Torah, and there are so many more general resources in the world to help everybody get out of their own challenges, al achas kam v'kama, how much more so can we leave our own boundaries?